Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first request. Little Nita Baker, Fairy Tales, to get us started here for this evening. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Buzz Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app's how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game, at JMSH316, at the D. Lewis for real. Remember, we got Rankum coming up here in 40 minutes from right now. Dodgers are putting a whipping stick on the Braves right now. It's now 8-1. J.D. Martinez just hit a three-run homer. He did that last night. Well, I don't think it was a three-run homer, but he homered last night in the game. So they pick up three more runs in the top of the ninth inning, and now the Braves are down 8-1. As we head to the bottom of the ninth, so not looking good for the Braves. This Miller kid, for the Dodgers' top prospect, Bobby Miller, he was fantastic tonight. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts in his major league debut, 95 pitches. Strider, not so good. He got bounced around a little bit early, did kind of gut his way through 6 innings. That was a plus. Because you only had to use a couple of other bullpen arms, but he gutted his way through. 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 of them earned, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts, and the home run. And then McHugh came in and gave up a run, and then Tonkin came in and gave up 3 runs. So not good for the good guys. So we'll see Braves, unless they have a miracle comeback here, probably not going to win this game. So now you're looking to try to not get swept, right? Now you're looking to try to not get swept by the Dodgers and take a 3-game losing streak heading into, you know, the Philadelphia series where they'll be at home but still have the Phillies coming in. And Phillies got to be licking their chops because they got to try to catch up some games on the Braves. They've got to try to figure some things out with the Braves. So we'll see what happens with all of that. All right, let's get to our college football roundup.
It's time for the College Football Roundup. A complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So ESPN put out their list of the top 75 quarterbacks of the 2000s. Now, this is a pretty interesting list. So the top 5 quarterbacks of the 2000s, they have Joe Burrow at number 5. Tim Tebow at number 4, Vince Young at number 3, Cam Newton at number 2, And the number one quarterback they have for the 2000s, Baker Mayfield. Now, Tebow, Young, Newton, Baker Mayfield. What does one of those quarterbacks have that the other four, what does one of those quarterbacks not have that the other four have, Day-Day?
Oh, national championship.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Newton was one of the most dominant quarterbacks ever. Vince Young played in maybe the best college football game of all time. Tim Tebow was a two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, outstanding player, one of the biggest winners in college football history. And Joe Burrow had maybe the single most remarkable season in the history of college football. I like Baker Mayfield. Ain't no way he's the number one quarterback of the 2000s over those four guys. Over those four guys. A couple of other names in this list. The Alabama quarterbacks. Bryce Young finished 19th. Tua Tagovailoa finished 21st. Jalen Hurts finished 25th. Mac Jones finished 38th. A couple of other names that were on the list. Who did I see here? 58 was Todd Reesing. 57 was Pat Mahomes. Jordan Lynch of Northern Illinois came in at 49. I'm just looking through a few names. If you're asking about the Georgia quarterbacks, here's Georgia quarterbacks come in. David Green was 69th. Now, he didn't win a national championship, but when he left school, he was, what, the winningest college football quarterback of all time, right? Aaron Murray finished 43rd. And this one kind of surprises me. Stetson Bennett came in at number 37. That's a little bit too low for Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, two natties, come on.
Right, right. I mean, again, if you don't think that he was an integral part, which he was, he made all he did was make big-time play after big-time play, whether it was against Alabama or TCU, he just made big-time play after he's got to be ranked higher than 37th. I mean, with all due respect to Baker Mayfield, phenomenal. Stetson Bennett is a two-time national championship quarterback.
Two-time?
Yeah.
How many on that list are two-time?
I don't have the whole list because Plus.
Oh, yeah, Plus. Yeah, yeah. We're not paying the extra $6.
How many guys are two-time? I mean, Tebow's a two-time.
Tebow, yeah.
Stetson's a two-time.
Mm-hmm.
Else in college football, it's a two-time from the 2000s. Is there anybody else that's a two-championship quarterback from the 2000s?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm trying to think if was one of those Alabama quarterbacks like Greg McElroy or something like that, were they two-time national champions? I have to look that up. It might have been one of those Alabama quarterbacks, right? Deshaun Watson won a national championship. Trevor Lawrence won a national championship. Look on SR Reference. That'll give you a pretty quick glimpse of everything. So I don't know if Greg McElroy or one of those guys was a two-time national championship quarterback from the 2000s, because that's the only other team that would have won back-to-back national championships.
Okay, yeah. What's A.J. McCarron?
A.J. McCarron?
Yeah,
okay.
I think he was... Yeah. So, prior to A.J., nobody in the 2000s.
No.
It was Tommy Frazier.
Yeah, Tommy Frazier in the 90s. Yeah.
So, it's just Stetson. Well, you don't have the whole list, so I was going to ask where was A.J., but I guess he's not. Is he not in there?
No, he's not on. He's not on their list of the top 75 quarterbacks.
Okay.
He didn't make it. So there you go.
We got another win over Alabama. Ha!
Yeah, exactly. Matt Ryan, by the way, made the list. He came in at 75 on the list. Matt Ryan was 75. Teddy Bridgewater, 74. Timmy Chang, 73. Dak Prescott, 72. Brandon Whedon, 71. Geno was 70. David Green, 69. Brad Smith, 68. A.J. McCarron came in at 67. J.T. Barrett came in at 66. Kevin Cobb came in at 65. Andy Dalton came in at 64. Zach Wilson at 63. And Max Dugan at 62. it's too low for Stenson.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. I mean, he was a better quarterback than what A.J. McCarron was in college.
Hands down.
I mean, so, wasn't better than Tebow, but he was better than A.J. McCarron. So, interesting list, though. I completely don't agree. What'd they have? Let me see here what they had Johnny Manziel as. Johnny Manziel. Let's see. Johnny Manziel finished. Deshaun Watson came in at 6. Kyler Murray was 7. So the rest of the top 10 after Baker, Cam, Young, Tebow, Burrow. Deshaun Watson came in at 6. Kyler Murray came in at 7. Lamar came in at 8. Deshaun Watson 6, Murray 7, Lamar 8, Marcus Mariota 9, Robert Griffith III, number 10, Trevor Lawrence, number 11, Colt McCoy 12, and I guess Manziel was 13th on the list. Johnny Football was 13th. I was trying to see here. Yeah, number 13. So that's some pretty good quarterback play.
That is, yeah.
That's some pretty good quarterback play. But again, I don't agree at all with number one on that list. But again, they do these lists right to get hot takey and all that that good kind of stuff, right? Oh, by the way, college football is 100 days out from being played. So Freaky, right? Freaky does that. He does that countdown clock, right? He does the countdown clock on his phone and all that for the 100 days out. So, again, it's fun. But now, this is an interesting story. Bo Schembechler's son was announced as a new member of the Michigan's coaching staff. He was hired as the assistant director of football recruiting for Michigan. Well, it turns out that they reviewed his and these are from people, not necessarily the school. They reviewed his Twitter profile, and they found likes and comments on tweets that he made supporting different things. Probably not for the faint of heart, but they were maybe racially insensitive things and stuff. He deactivated his Twitter account. He did go through a background check. According to the Detroit News, Schembechler's Twitter timeline, including likes of numerous offensive and insensitive posts, including suggesting that slavery and Jim Crow had positive effects on the strengthening of black individuals and families. Oh, boy. These guys, man, I tell you, they just... I don't know how these guys think they can get away with this stuff. I really don't.
Yeah, this is not 1985 where no one's going to know outside of people in your circle. Like, once you put it on social media, it is there.
And people are going to seek that stuff out.
Yes.
They're going to seek that kind of information out from...
And think about it. Like, think about it. People that used to do stuff like run for president and all that, even like you said, back in the 70s and the 80s, they had to dig. They would dig to find stuff. And this was pre-social media. So if you're putting it out there now in social media, how quickly do you think they're going to get access to that stuff?
I mean, you can access all the digital data in the world, and they've got the iClouds. And you know, they're up in the clouds.
It's there, man.
Oh, boy. Anyway. Just dumb stuff from some of these guys. So, all right. Looks like Braves fell tonight, so they got beat 8-1. Is a little bit of a rough outing for Spencer Strider. He did kind of battle back in all of it, but Dodgers do win 8-1. Now they look to sweep the Braves, as Braves need a win. Save one game, and then, of course, they got the Phillies coming in for 4 games. So, 8-1 your final tonight in Braves country. By the way, too, NBA action, of course, game 4, Minnesota versus Miami. or sorry, the Celtics versus Miami. 81-75, Celtics are up right now. So Miami needs to get it cranked up and going so that they don't blow the since they don't blow the sweep like Denver. Denver closed everything out, but Jimmy Butler's got 20 points and 7 boards. Tatum's got 18 and 10, 10 boards with it. So we'll see what happens in that game. That game is just about to finish up the third quarter, so under 2 minutes to go. All right, when we get back. So will the Hawks be active in free agency, or will they be really quiet in free agency? We're going to open up the phone lines, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. If you didn't get in earlier, give us a call, 404-726-0929. Will the Hawks be active in free agency? Chuck in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Richeau, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. We head to the top of the hour, JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-741-0929. That's the Solid Moses Diamond text line. It's also 404-726-0929 as we open up the phone lines to you. We're asking the question, how active do you think the Hawks will be come free agency? 404-726-0929. How active will the Hawks become? How active will the Hawks be when free agency comes along? Don't forget, Rankum is coming up in 20 minutes from right now. You know, we talked to Lauren Williams earlier in the show, and, you know, we were talking about this very thing because the Hawks don't really have a lot of open roster spots, right? All 5-year starters are under contract from last year. Your bench guys, Bogey, Okongwu, Jalen Johnson, A.J. Griffin, those guys are all under contract. So you don't have a lot of playing time available for some guys. And I wonder if this is a scenario where the Hawks are way more active in trading players than they do get involved in free agency. Because when you don't have roster spots available, unless you're going to tell me that they're going to clear off a whole bunch of this roster, I just don't see them being much of a player in free agency. I just don't see them getting that actively involved in it because there just aren't that many roster spots to be had. And then if you add in a draft pick, which I think the draft pick is going right to College Park, to the G League. I don't think the player that the Hawks drafted 15 is going anywhere but in the G League. So you move that player out because you don't have really any kind of roster spot or because you don't have playing time available. And we know Quinn doesn't want to necessarily use a deep, deep bench. But if you got Griffin, Johnson, Bogey, Okongwu, Sadiq Bey is under contract for one more year. You know, do they start to package some people together and try to move them and then open up some space? It's possible. It's possible that they try to do that. I think, though, if you're trading one of your better players or at least perceived better players, whether that's Collins, Capella, Hunter, somebody like that, you want to get something back in return for those guys, right? You know, who did we give up for Sadiq Bey, Day-Day? Who did we give up for Sadiq Bey?
Let me double check, but that was a 3-team trade.
Right, right. It was the Pistons. It was the Pistons, Portland, and the Hawks, right?
Yes.
Because that was the whole Gary Payton fiasco where we didn't know if
the physical and all that stuff.
Yeah, with Gary Payton, if he's going to be available or not. And then there were like 7 second-round picks.
I know we gave up one of the Holiday brothers in that trade, for sure. I do know that.
And did we give up Kaminsky was the other guy?
I think that might have been,
yeah, Frank Kaminsky was the other guy.
Yeah.
And then we got Sadiq Bey back. We also gave up like 5 second-round picks, did we not? I mean, literally, that was 5 second-round picks. So we got a Sadiq Bey. Now, he's under contract for one more year as well. But I do wonder if they wouldn't put together a package where you open up. So, like, for instance, you may get a player back, but you give up 2 or 3 players to get them. And I wonder if they won't do something like that to try to open up a roster spot where you could go out and sign a free agent. I don't know. I don't get the sense that the Hawks are going to be all that active in free agency. I don't get the sense that they are going to dip their toe in the water and do any kind of real moves. Their biggest moves will come through trades because that's where you got the assets. That's where you've got the capital to do something with those guys, right? It doesn't matter what the name is on the back of the jersey. Collins, Capella, Hunter, DeJounte, that's where you've got all your capital in, is obviously your existing contracts and things like that. And I don't think Trae Young is going to be moved. I mean, we read you this dumb headline from, who's this from? Bleacher Report had this as Jovan Buha. Buha, I don't know if that's the right way. Jovan Buha. He's the Lakers reporter for The Athletic. The Lakers have had internal discussions about hypothetical summer trade proposals for Trae Young, per this Jovan Buha. Now, I know what all of those words mean. I've just never seen them all put together. Like, for instance, the Lakers have had internal discussions. As opposed to what? So, would they have Jeannie Buss get up in front of a crowd of media people and say, "Hey, what do you think about Trae Young? What do you think the exploratory options are with him? Do you think he'd want to come to LA?" Like, as opposed to what? And then hypothetical summer trade proposals for Trae Young. So it's not really going to happen, but in our fantasy basketball league, like, this is straight out of fantasy basketball, right?
Yeah.
This is guys that go to Yahoo, or this is guys that go like to Yahoo.
NBA Jam.
Yeah, or you know what, like how do you, how
NBA
do you,
Live.
Like, what's a platform for fantasy basketball?
Yahoo has one, and ESPN, they all have
all right,
one.
So yeah, they all have Yahoo and ESPN, they've all got. So this is like going on and making trades and doing things with your fantasy basketball team, right?
Yeah. And real quick, I'm sorry. That wasn't the trade that the Holiday brother. That was just the five.
Okay. It was five second round picks.
Yeah, they
okay.
sent the 5 second round picks off, and then they got Bay in return.
Okay.
But it was the trade that Payton Jr.
Because he was going from Golden State to Portland, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. So yeah. Again, the 5 second round picks, you see how much those are valued at, but maybe they try to package some players together and free up a roster spot or two. But right now, you're not looking at a whole lot of playing time with guys that you would bring in. And we're not bringing in, you know, like what Freaky says, you know, we're not bringing in Giannis or Embiid or somebody like that. But I don't know that they are going to be that active. I think in the trade market is where they're going to make their bones. And they're going to have to build their roster through the trade. You know, and the thing about the trade market is you don't necessarily have to give up value for value as far as 100% value for value. But the Hawks are not in a mindset or in a mode of just taking on expiring contracts to free up salary cap in a year or two. That's not what they're in the business of right now. They're in the business of getting. But how do you get better unless you're trying to go waist deep in the luxury tax? I just don't see how you can get better as an NBA franchise and not spend money. That just is counterproductive how you get better. It's going to cost you some money to sign your good players, but I just don't see how you can, if you're trying to get below the luxury tax and the Hawks are now in the luxury tax. $9 million, I believe, is what it is. You're going to have to move some big contracts. And you're not taking on expiring contracts. You want value for these players. If you're going to trade Collins or Capella or Hunter, you want value. Or don't trade them. Or that's the other option. Just don't trade them. But I think that this group, though, has sort of worn out its welcome, right? Like, I think we all agree that this team has kind of run its course. It's been 2 years without building anything off of the Eastern Conference Championship run, right? And we talked about that. Kevin Herter brought all that up. I don't agree with Herter on all that it put nation on this team. I don't think that they had to be an exceptional team. I think if they had just literally gotten to the second round of the playoffs and stuff like that, that it would have been a different story. But when you're playing in these fakakta play-in games and, you know, then you're getting blown out in your first-round playoff series to the Miami Heat, that doesn't really inspire anybody for anything. But, it's going to be fascinating to see what direction that they do. That's why I've said I want to sit down with Tony Ressler and just have a quick conversation with him. Doesn't have to be too long, 15 minutes, whatever, and just say, hey, are we going in the luxury tax this year? We're in it now. Are we going to stay and go into it even deeper if need be? And I don't want to hear about it makes sense or this or that or whatever. You know, we talked to Lauren Williams early in the show. She said the same thing. I don't know if he's going to want to go into it because we're not a championship caliber team. Brother, if you're waiting until you're a championship caliber team, you're never going to be a championship caliber team if you're not going to go in the luxury tax. If you're not going to start in the luxury tax and then continue to float in those waters, it's not going to happen. That's just kind of the reality of the NBA. There's a reason why that they passed that whatever, that resolution or in the CBA that you can have more than two supermax players. It used to be you could only have two supermax players on a team at one time. Now there's no rule on how many supermax players you can have. And there's only 11 or 12 of them, by the way. And Jaylen Brown's about to be a supermax player. So I don't know what direction that they go. I really don't. I don't know what direction that they go with all of this, but I don't think they're going to be active in free agency. I think they're going to have to package some trades together to open up some roster spots. And then it's a matter of whether or not, if you open up the roster spots, are you going to be willing to spend the money to fill them? I don't know about all that. I don't necessarily have a good feeling about all of that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens with all of it. All right, when we get back, it will be time for Rank 'Em. Hit us up at 404-741-0929, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real. Rank 'Em up next. Chuck in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, but smiling faces? Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the name of this group? Don't tell me what the name is. Smiling Faces. What is it?
Undisputed Truth,
yeah. God dang it. Should've known that. All right, 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I gave them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, here we go, JC. So, just some vintage stuff here, talking about childhood. Rank these things when you first got your first of all of them. All right, cassette tape, vinyl, CD, or MP. What was it? MP3 players? Yeah, MP3 players, MP4.
So which one did I start with?
No, which one? Rank them as far as when you first started using them, which one you liked most.
You said cassette?
Cassette, yeah. Vinyl, CD, or your first time getting like a streaming device.
Yeah, cassette was the first thing that I loaded up on. So those were my first and best things. The CD would be second because CDs were such a popular thing that's how we listen to crystal clear music. Vinyl would be three, and then I did a little bit of the download stream on, right. What is it called, Strawberry, the MP3 from Strawberry thing, or whatever that, so, yeah.
All right, rank these desserts, pound cake, milkshake, banana pudding, peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler one, banana pudding, what was the other two?
Pound cake and a milkshake.
I'll take the milkshake two. I'll take Nana Pudding three. Nana Pudding. and then I don't know. Who are you pounding?
Pound cake is cool, but I would prefer it with like some strawberries on it, whipped cream, all that kind of stuff. So
okay, I mean, if you got whipped cream and you got your pounding cake, I don't know whatever that is.
Sounds like a good conversation to have with
yeah,
the
on
Rock.
The podcast. Yeah, yeah, on the podcast,
where, right with the
where,
Rock,
where, right where I can swear. Yeah.
All right, rank these. Because we're about the same age, rank these childhood shows: Dukes of Hazzard, Incredible Hulk, Battlestar Galactica, $6 Million Man.
I was a big fan of the $6 Million Man. Mm-hmm. So that would be number one. Battlestar Galactica, what was the other two?
Incredible Hulk and Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard, number two.
Yeah.
And then probably Battlestar Galactica. I wasn't that into the Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
Really?
Series, yeah. I wasn't that much into it.
Okay.
So, but Battlestar Galactica was kind of fun.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica was pretty cool. It had the, what's the guy? He ended up playing in the A-Team.
Dirk Benedict.
Yeah.
And I don't know what those robots
the
were.
Cylons.
That they
were Cylons.
Cylons?
Yeah,
okay,
they were
yeah.
The Cylons.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Cylon, Cyborg, Cy Seymour, I don't know, whatever.
All right. Well, do you want to hit your Twitter? Because I got a. I'm ready to get to the Instagram.
Let's see here. We got several that coming in. All right. From the Twitter page earlier on. Let's see here. From the basketball guy. National Library Workers Day. National Lucky Penny Day. World Turtle Day. National Title Track Day. Well, I'll go with National Title Track Day because I'm a music fan. That's first and foremost. National Lucky Penny Day. I'll go with that number two. I'll go with National Library Workers Day three. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Turtles. They're just too slow for me. So let's see here. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I know our buddy J-Dub had one on here. Where are you vacationing with your favorite news girl? Rank these. Monaco, Costa Rica, Cabo, Australia. I think I would take my favorite news girl to Australia, number one. Monaco, number two, because we're going to live high on the hog. Cabo, three. And if I go to Costa Rica, with all due respect, that's like taking sand to the beach.
To the beach, it sure
yeah,
is.
Yeah, sure. It's like taking sand
yep,
to the beach.
Sure.
From my buddy Alvy Cohen, Kennedy, Karen Duffy, China Cantner, and Tabitha Soren. I will go. Oh, boy. I'll go. Listen, that Kennedy has actually gotten better looking as she's gotten older.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kennedy 1, Karen Duffy 2. Tabitha Soren, and I think she became a porn star.
Oh,
I'll go with
nice.
Her for three, and China Cantner, number four. From the real Matt Ryan, Zoe Hardaway Heat, Dwayne Shaq Heat, the Big Three Heat, or the Butler Adebayo Heat. Well, I'm partial to LeBron, so the Big Three Heat, I'm partial to those guys. I loved Shaq and Dwayne Wade when they were together. I'll go the number two with them. I like Zoe and Hardaway, three. And then wasn't Harold Miner on that team as well? Baby Jordan?
Yeah, Harold Miner with Shaq and
Was he on the Shaq team or the Zoe and Hardaway team?
I think he was the Zoe team.
Yeah, I think he was on the Zoe Hardaway team with Harold Miner. And then the Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo Heat team number four. Text line from my buddy James. Rank these gimmick matches: Hell in a Cell, War Games, TLC, and ladder matches. I like the Hell in the Cell match. They do it too much, though. I'll go that number one. Table, ladders, and chairs would be number two because that's one of the crazy spectacles of all time. And let's see here. I'll go War Games 3, and the ladder matches have just gotten too over the top. Like, they just gotten too over the top, so.
Yeah.
From our buddy, Rusty, Honky Tonk Man's Elvis hairdo and sideburns, Bam Bam Bigelow's head tattoos, Hogan's black beard, or Sheamus's mohawk. Well, I'm not a big Sheamus fan, so he goes number four.
Yeah.
Listen, I love the Honky Tonk Man. I'll go number one with the Honky Tonk Man. Yeah, yeah. I got my slot. I got my. What was it? What did he say? What was the song?
I don't remember.
I got my hair slicked back and my sideburns on. I'm the Honky Tonk Man. He's the Honky Tonk Man. That's number one. I'll go Hogan's Black Fu Manchu 2. Bam Bam Bigelow and the head tattoos. He was a beast, Bam Bam Bigelow.
I love Bam Bam.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was a great worker.
For a super heavyweight, he was a tremendous worker.
Yeah.
And then Sheamus Mohawk number four. All right, let's get to your list.
All right, here we go. Real quick too, Sheamus. I used to run into him time to time whenever WWE would come to town. When I worked out at this is pre-COVID, the LA Fitness when I worked out at the one at Camp Creek. He would come in there for his workouts.
He's been to studio here. He's been to studio a couple of times with he was on with Freaky and Hugh.
Yeah. Cool dude. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. The first one, I believe it's Tijana, T-I-J-A-N-A, underscore, I guess this is Teklic, T-E-K-L-I-C.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Let me see. That didn't pull up what I thought it was going to pull up. And sorry, this page is not available.
Oh, got a picture of it.
I'm trying to get the image. Okay, there we go. All
got
right,
it. Now okay.
The image. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Natty Tat Tat. So N-A-T-Y. T-A-T-T-A-T.
Natty Tat Tat, right?
Yep.
Yep. Natty Tat Hat. Let's see what we have here. It's got red lips as far as a red lips on her to hit the on her image. Handle thing or whatever like that. Okay. Yep.
Got her.
There we go.
All right. EMDAV FRO.
Okay, that's it?
Yep.
All right. And okay.
All right, and then I am, I A M. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Mika, M-I-K-A, underscore, Ella, E-L-A.
All right, she's an independent lash artist.
Yeah,
you see that?
Oh yeah,
an independent lash artist.
Yep.
I'm actually gonna go with Tijana.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with her one.
Okay.
I'll go with Ammy Yammy Ella, number two. I'll go with what is it? M Dav Fro or whatever.
Yeah.
She likes to dress up like Velma from.
Yeah.
see that? And then I'll go with
Natty Tat Tat.
Yeah, Natty Neidhart or whatever. So.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Yaslen, so Yaslen XOXO.
Okay. Always with the kissing. All righty.
All right. And then Lacey K. Summers, L A C I.
Uh-huh.
K-A-Y.
Okay.
S-O-M-E-R-S.
Lacey K. Summers. Okay. And we've got her.
All right. Sonia A. Matz, I guess. S-O-N-I-A.
Yep.
And then A-M-A-T-S.
All right. We've got... Well, let me see. It's still thinking. Okay.
Got her. Yep. All right. And then Holly.treats, H-O-L-L-Y dot T-R-E-A-T-S.
Oh, man. These girls have these so ridiculous names. I'm going Sonia, number one.
Okay.
She's very intriguing.
Yep.
And I will go... I'm actually gonna go Lacey number two.
Yeah.
I will go with Holly Treats.
Mm-hmm.
She's got treats. And I will go with Yaslin XOXO as she blows kisses my way. All right. That's a rank 'em for a Tuesday night. Wrapping things up next on the Chuck Reese Show, Love TKO, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. But smiling faces? Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the name of this group? Don't tell me what the name is. Smiling Faces. What is it?
Undisputed Truth.
Yeah. God dang it. All right, 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMCH316, at the Lewis for Real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I gave them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, here we go, JC. So, just some vintage stuff here, talking about childhood. Rank these things when you first got your first of all of them. All right, cassette tape, vinyl, CD, or MP, what was it, MP3 players? Yeah, MP3 player, MP4.
So which one did I start with?
No, which one, rank them as far as when you first started using them, which one you liked most?
You said cassette?
Cassette, vinyl, CD, or your first time getting like a streaming device.
Yeah, cassette was the first thing that I loaded up on. So those were my first, that was my first and best things. The CD would be second because CDs were such a popular thing that's how we listen to crystal clear music. Vinyl would be three, and then I did a little bit of the download stream on, what is it called, Strawberry, the MP3 from Strawberry thing, or whatever that, so, yeah.
All right, rank these desserts. Pound cake, milkshake, banana pudding, peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler one, banana pudding, what was the other two?
Pound cake and a milkshake.
I'll take the milkshake two. I'll take Nana Pudding three. Nana Pudding. and then I don't know. Who are you pounding?
Pound cake is cool, but I would prefer it with like some strawberries on it, whipped cream, all that kind of stuff. So
okay. I mean, if you got whipped cream and you got your pounding cake, I don't know. Whatever that is.
Sounds like a good conversation to have with The Rock.
Yeah, on the podcast. Yeah. on the podcast.
Where, right, with The Rock.
right where I can swear. Yeah.
All right, rank these because we're about the same age. Rank these childhood shows: Dukes of Hazzard, Incredible Hulk, Battlestar Galactica, $6 Million Man.
I was a big fan of the $6 Million Man. Mm-hmm. So that would be number one. Battlestar Galactica, what was the other two?
Incredible Hulk and Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard, number two.
Yeah.
And then probably Battlestar Galactica. I wasn't that into the Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
Really?
Series, yeah. I wasn't that much into it.
Okay.
So, but Battlestar Galactica was kind of fun.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica was pretty cool. It had what's the guy? He ended up playing in the A-Team.
Dirk Benedict.
Yeah.
And I don't know what those robots
the
were.
Cylons.
They
were Cylons.
Okay,
yeah, they were
Cylons.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Cylon, Cyborg, Cy Seymour, I don't know, whatever.
All right. Well, do you want to hit your Twitter? Because I got a. I'm ready to get to the Instagram.
Let's see here. We got several that coming in. All right. From the Twitter page earlier on. Let's see here. From the basketball guy. National Library Workers Day. National Lucky Penny Day. World Turtle Day. National Title Track Day. Well, I'll go with National Title Track Day because I'm a music fan. That's first and foremost. National Lucky Penny Day. I'll go with that number two. I'll go with National Library Workers Day three. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the turtles. They're just too slow for me. So let's see here. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I know our buddy J-Dub had one on here. Where are you vacationing with your favorite news girl? Rank these. Monaco, Costa Rica, Cabo, Australia. I think I would take my favorite news girl to Australia, number one. Monaco, number two, because we're going to live high on the hog. Cabo, three. And if I go to Costa Rica, with all due respect, that's like taking sand to the beach.
To the beach, it sure is.
Yeah, sure, it's like taking sand to the beach.
Sure is.
From my buddy Alvy Cohen, Kennedy, Karen Duffy, China Cantner, and Tabitha Soren. I will go, that Kennedy has actually gotten better looking as she's gotten older.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kennedy 1, Karen Duffy 2, Tabitha Soren, and I think she became a porn star.
Oh,
I'll go with
nice.
Her for three, and China Cantner, number four. From the real Matt Ryan, Zoe Hardaway Heat, Dwayne Shaq Heat, the Big Three Heat, or the Butler Adebayo Heat. Well, I'm partial to LeBron, so the Big Three Heat, I'm partial to those guys. I loved Shaq and Dwayne Wade when they were together. I'll go to number two with them. I like Zoe and Hardaway, three. And then, and wasn't Harold Miner on that team as well? Baby Jordan?
Yeah, they, Harold Miner with Shaq and...
Was he on the Shaq team or the Zoe Hardaway team?
I think he was on the... He was the Zoe
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I think he was on the Zoe Hardaway team with Harold Miner. And then the Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo Heat team number four. Text line from our buddy James. Rank these gimmick matches. Hell in a Cell, War Games, TLC, and ladder matches. I like the Hell in the Cell match. They do it too much, though. I'll go that number one. Table, ladders, and chairs would be number two because that's one of the crazy spectacles of all time. And let's see here. I'll go War Games 3. And the ladder matches have just gotten too over the top. Like, they just gotten too over the top. So,
yeah.
From our buddy, Rusty. Honky Tonk Man's Elvis hairdo and sideburns, Bam Bam Bigelow's head tattoos, Hogan's black beard, or Sheamus' mohawk. Well, I'm not a big Sheamus fan, so he goes number four.
Yeah.
Listen, I love the Honky Tonk Man. I'll go number one with the Honky Tonk
really?
Man. Yeah, yeah. I got my slot. I got my. What was it? What did he say? What was the song? I got my hair slicked back and my sideburns on. I'm the Honky Tonk Man. He's the Honky Tonk Man. That's number one. I'll go Hogan's Black Fu Manchu 2. Bam Bam Bigelow and the head tattoos. He was a beast, Bam Bam Bigelow.
I love Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was
a great worker. Like for a super heavyweight, he was a tremendous worker.
Yeah.
And then Sheamus Mohawk number four. All right, let's get to your list.
All right, here we go. Real quick too, Sheamus. I used to run into him time to time whenever WWE would come to town. When I worked out at this is pre-COVID, the LA Fitness when I worked out at the one at Camp Creek. He would come in there for his workouts.
He's been to studio here. He's been to studio a couple of times with he was on with Freaky and Hugh.
Yeah,
in studio.
Yeah. Cool dude. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. The first one, I believe it's Tijana, TIJANA _ I guess this is Teklik, TEKLIC.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Let me see. That didn't pull up what I thought it was going to pull up. And sorry, this page is not available.
Oh, got a picture of it.
I'm trying to get the image. I'm trying to get the image. Okay, there we go. All
got
right,
it.
Now
okay.
I've got an image. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Natty Tat Tat. So NATY. TATTAT.
Natty Tat Tat, right?
Yep.
Nope. Natty Tat Tat. Let's see what we have here. It's got red lips as far as a red lips on her,
the
on her
image.
Handle thing or whatever like that. Okay.
Yep. Got her.
There we go.
All right. EMDAV FRO.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
All right. And okay.
All right, and then I am, I A M. I guess it's Mika, MIKA _ Ella, ELA.
All right, she's an independent lash artist.
Yeah,
you see that?
Oh yeah,
she's an independent lash artist.
Yep.
I'm gonna go. I'm actually gonna go with. Tijana.
Yeah.
I'll go with her one.
Okay.
I'll go with Ammy Yammy Ella, number two. I'll go with what is it? M Dav Fro or whatever.
Yeah.
She likes to dress up like Velma from.
Yeah.
see that? And then I'll go with
Natty Tat Tat.
Yeah, Natty Neidhart or whatever.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Yaslen, so YASLEN XOXO.
Okay. Always with the kissing. All righty.
All right. And then Lacey K. Summers, L-A-C-I.
Uh-huh.
K-A-Y.
Okay.
S-O-M-E-R-S.
Lacey K. Summers. Okay. And we've got her.
All right. Sonia A. Matz, I guess. S-O-N-I-A.
Yep.
And then A-M-A-T-S.
All right. We've got... Well, let me see. It's still thinking. Okay.
Got her. Yep. All right. And then holly.treats. H-O-L-L-Y dot T-R-E-A-T-S.
Man, these girls have these so ridiculous names. I'm going Sonia, number one.
Okay.
She's very intriguing.
Yep.
And I will go... I'm actually gonna go Lacey number two.
Yeah.
I will go with Holly Treats.
Mm-hmm.
She's got treats. And I will go with Yaslin XOXO as she blows kisses my way. All right. That's a rank'em for a Tuesday night. Wrapping things up, up next on the Chuckery Show, Love TKO, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.